The K-Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
South Africa's jazz story is a living archive, and each artist adds a new chapter to this ongoing melody. Today on the K-Jazz Show, as we open up our Heritage Month series, I'm truly delighted to be joined by a pianist whose music is both rooted in the boundless and deeply African, yet universally resonant, as we call it. He is internationally acclaimed, a winner of the Central Music Awards for Jazz and a nominee at the Mzansi Jazz Awards, has taken his music to the stages of Europe, India, and across our beloved Africa, whilst shaping the next generation through education and mentorship. With a brand new album on the horizon and a South African tour in the works, this moment feels quite special. Ladies and gentlemen, Kofifi FM, it is my absolute pleasure, you know, to welcome the gifted, the soulful, and the one and only Thabelo Kumisi. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hi, how are you, brother?
I'm very well.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, man, thank you for joining us, you know, as we kickstart an incredible month of celebrating our heritage here in South Africa in the month of September. And I want us to, you know, begin with your journey with the piano. You know, at such a young age, you were inspired by the likes of Abdullah Ibrahim, Begum Selekwe, and Moses Mulelekwa. Let's go back to those early years, Thabelo, and what was the spark that drew you to the keys? And how did you know that that was indeed your calling?
Thank you for the wonderful questions. You know, like any other black child who was raised in a space of location, music predominantly sometimes it starts from church, you know, and then from there you move from church, you find other spaces of influence. So where I grew up in Bloemfontein, the sound of music is church, my parents, but there was in other location, elderlies will play nice fusion on Sunday. So I think that's what sparked the repetition of the songs that they used to play based on their repertoire, you know. And from there, I found myself being interested in the idea of playing keyboard. I found different institutions, different bands, different individuals who navigated me to a certain portion, which was of a different phase of my musical life. So that's how my music journey started from back at home. I'm from Bloemfontein. So then from there, I met from different stages, church. I met different bands that I played with at that time. Different musicians who taught me different things. The likes of Andy Nwangwa, you that wanted to have played in one of your spaces here. Yeah? Whom was my pivot role, who directed certain education elements and musical as a whole. And Victor Khantlape, whom you have played, they've introduced me to other musicians that I was not aware of at that time. So that's how my journey
Your music is, weaves African rhythms into the fabric of jazz improvisation, and your South African heritage. You know, how does it shape the way you write, interpret, and perform? You know, your music, particularly, having your roots in Bloemfontein.
And based on my journey, so when you move from institution, you learn from the world view of the institution. All institutions, they are marketed in a certain world view. So my journey from Bloemfontein, my heritage worldview, maybe it's Free State from Free State. So meaning it's a sort of music, and there's other elements that I learned from that space, which were very pivotal to my worldview of rhythm, worldview of music, and how I used to listen to other music that was of influence during my space when I was still young. The likes of, in Free State, they like every fusion. But when it comes to Abdul Al-Kirisei Pudaza and Peter Antoine, they had a different worldview of certain sound of jazz. And other instrumental players, they shaped my worldview to understand music in that particular worldview, and it was quite an interesting journey until to a space where when I was 20 rather, I said, no, this thing, I like it. I was driven by passion. Then I went to Okrem, and I was taught by my first piano teacher when I go to Pretoria was Maxwell Baloyi, who's an incredible piano player. And I was taught by Roland Moses after him. Quite an interesting journey, also learning from Roland for my undergraduate and even DTech. So it was quite interesting.
A very incredible journey that you've traveled on, Koffie FM. We're spending time with Tapelo Khumisi this Sunday. For Our Africa, he is our artist, and he is joining us all the way from Cape Town this morning as we talk about his upcoming project as well, which is something everybody has been waiting for a while. I'm tempted to ask, Tapelo, why did it take so long? But, that's not the conversation. An artist is never rushed, but let's talk about what inspired this body of work and what stories are you telling now, through this collection of songs.
So this collection of songs was inspired by my my journey from being in different spaces of my life, of musically and also educationally, and playing with different bands, playing with different musicians who I've learned a lot from by being in those spaces. So it's a collection of right when you say it took long. It was necessary, and sometimes I had to fight with myself for self-doubt, because you want it to be extreme perfect. But until this time when I find myself at, so that's when I realized, but the music is just inspired by my experiences based on why I'm on my, the people that certain segments of my life that I appreciated, because the music is comprises of music that I composed from as far as 2008 and 7 until now, even the one that you've been played in your space, in your radio, Ndengenzuri. So it's just a reflection of my history.
played on international stages, you know, and you're about to embark on a South African tour. Let's talk about what excites you most, Thapelo, about, you know, taking music to local audiences across the country.
First thing that is interesting is like it's a risk. Because of it's just you've been living in your cocoon for so while, doubting yourself. Now you need to challenge yourself. How will I take this music to a real audience, not my mind? and you put it on the test drive, you know. So through now, I'm doing a concert as a tour around the country. So I'm starting in Cape Town, and I'll be going to Free State. Then I'll end in Pretoria. It's a sub-city that help us as a live musicians, live band musicians, to have an opportunity to sell our music in different spaces. Because it's hard, because financially we don't have all the resources. We are not signed. We're independent artists. But however, they come very handy, so and they give us an opportunity. And therefore, that's what I'll be doing in the month of September, the month which is very significant to an African calendar.
Absolutely, which was my next thing. You know, I mean, what does heritage mean to you, and how do you translate meaning into your artistry?
Yeah, heritage, it means all our worldview, all our being, all our how. Because of you can only be what you were taught. You cannot be what you were not taught. And you can have a fusion of what you come across based on social spaces that you find. But heritage, it means whom you are in truth and your responsibility. I would like to say what I usually advocate for is that I'm here to participate in my generation sound, because of like we study sound from different generations who were very African in the ways of doing where a sound and how they exhibited them, the idea of sound according to how they hear it. So I'm just part a puzzle within my generation, just to showcase what we have of sound in South African jazz sound.
Speaking of jazz, this is the K-Jazz Show, and you're spending time with myself, Marco T. And I have a guest this Sunday during this hour. His name is Thapelo Khumisi, and he's joining us to talk about his upcoming tour, and of course, including his soon-to-be-released project, which we don't know the name yet. I mean, we all have just the single. So what is the name? He'll tell us in a bit later as we engage with him. But I also want to talk about, you know, some of the work that you do around music, Thapelo. You know, not only are you a performer, you are, you know, a pianist, but you're also an educator, you know, deeply invested in nurturing young musicians. Let's talk about what drives that passion, and what have you learned from the students that you've taught, you know, that has shaped your thinking and your vision about what jazz is today.
And from a philosophical worldview or point of view, is that we have two brains. We have a intellectual side and the creative side. And based on our history in a South African context, we have been focused on the other side, intellectual side. They have not explored the creative side from all possibilities and based on our structure of where we come from as a country. So now music, it acts as a catalysis of inspiration, or that's just to provoke certain ideas of a creative space, of which is a very hard space to be at, but very interesting space to be at. My first teaching gig was at a different NGOs, where it was a challenging spaces, where it was like social challenge, and we used music as a catalyst to inspire the individuals who were broken to become better in a society through the medium of music. Then I went also worked at the school called Swine School of Music, which was based in Pretoria in Yester Square Colored Community, which was very pivotal in that role also. Even Jonathan Butler was part of the mentor of the school, was very active. We did a lot of work on the different communities. Then I'm currently working at the UNISA Music Foundation, which is also giving back to the community through sound of jazz and classical music and other African music styles. And so through this journey, I saw my role in giving back to the community through my attributes of music that I've studied and making it accessible to everyone. When I'm saying making it accessible, last year when I went to Europe with incredible musicians like Darren English, who was Joy of Jastani Bank 2024, Titilo Zipo, Tlantla Mahlangu. I managed to take one of my students from Sosha Nguve, who's in Tlamula Rametsi, who's currently studying his undergraduate in Tshwane School of Music, and the institution that I was part of also. That's what I do. So I create opportunities for them. I try to use the small opportunities that I get and I share with them so that they can learn to self-sustain themselves, you know, earlier.
Having traveled from the Amersfoort Jazz Festival to the Banyan Tree Festival in India, you know, you've had extraordinary global experiences. Tapela, how do those audiences now, compared to us, respond to your sound? And what are those experiences? Let's talk about those highlights.
The thing about being a South African, you only know your language, you only know what you are, you don't know yourself outside. You're significant, you know. So when you go outside, you unlearn and you relearn what you have. Like they like, no, you remind us of this one. You remind us of this one because of we have consumed Abdullah and Begum Seleku, Moses Muleko, all the like from just a piano paradigm. You know, we have explored them. We have analyzed them. We have listened to all the African pianist Ray Lima. But when people speak about what you your contribution is from a different point of view, you relearn. Okay, this is not the role. This is not the role that I thought I was playing at home. So people out there, they love what we have. When I was in India, I was taken to an art school where I advocated, I gave a workshop of difference between South African jazz and American jazz and European jazz, and how we use our own cultural sounds to make our own sound within the jazz space. It was quite interesting space to be at and to speak about us, speak about human skill, speak about Jonas Bango, speak about Abdullah, speak about Zimnawan Begum Seleku, all this giants that play pivoted the important role in terms of sound for us to take care and love and appreciate. and give back to the other next generation to do their own part.
Absolutely, give back to the other generation and hand over the baton, as we call it, you know, as it is called, you know, when you put it to the future and you let them run with it, because you know you can only come so far. I always believe, you know, and the beauty of it all also remains in you sharing the gift for many, many other, you know, generations to come. Outside of music, Thapelo, you know, people often talk about, you know, they're inspired by going to church, they are inspired by their dreams, others it's an academic inspiration, you know, so on and so forth. What inspires you as an artist, and do you draw from literature, everyday life, spirituality, or perhaps the landscapes or the people around you?
Yeah, I draw from spirituality and also from our authors here who write interesting literatures and stuff, and or the perspective of what Africa is and what the disadvantages and advantages and disadvantages of the generations, so, and how that inspired them. So I draw from a lot of reading, I draw from a lot of experiences, I draw from my people in different ways. I'm even here. I don't know if it's very funny to mention this, so in Cape Town now, I went, you know, socially you go to a spa and buy nice food, in Cape Town, in Gauteng you won't find halal as quick spa. Now I have to readjust. When I get here in Cape Town, okay, there's certain things that you won't find here because of, based on the cultural belief or dynamics, you know. So now you unlearn, you learn again.
Oh, incredible stuff. Of course, you're on the KJ Show, spending time with Thapelo Khumisi. Really great conversationalist. And we're just listening to him speak about, you know, reflecting on his walk with jazz and his contributions to jazz music. And of course, what inspires him, including listening to some of his music exclusively here from his upcoming album. You know, do we have a name yet, Thapelo, for this album?
Yes. So I decided to give the album's the name City of Roses. This is going to be the title album, it's
right?
A reflection of my upbringing, so my reflection of where I was coming from. Oh. So City of Roses plays a pivotal role because it gave me a meaning of a name, an existence, and Gauteng has given me a lot of incredible information to learn from, because of here. Based on our diaspora space, there's everyone. You intend to live with everyone from their perspective, and you find a way of living with them.
And if you could leave, you know, your listeners with one core message or feeling, you know, when they're about to hear your music, especially the new project, City of Roses, what would that be?
A reflection of South African sound, a reflection of being them part of the music, the warmth that they will relate with. It's the sound of South African style, the dancing of the fusion of Mpatanga, the fusion of South African people as a whole, based on the different dynamics that makes us whom we are. Yeah. I am because of you are. That's how they will relate to the music.
I am because of you, of course, Thapelo. Thank you so much, you know, for being who you are and making us wait for so long for this incredible album. You know, but as you stand on the edge of, you know, this exciting new chapter, you know, what can we expect from Thapelo Khumisi in the years ahead? You know, have you started maybe listening and maybe crafting the next conversation musically, personally, or maybe, you know, the kind of legacy that you want to leave behind?
Yeah, I mean, I have had 4 interests. Firstly, is musically participating with my generational sound. Secondly, is empowering my community with all the skills that they should have, because of what I believe is that there's a lot of different, there's a lot of challenges that we are faced as a country as a whole. The solution is not going to come from no one else except us. So I want to participate as an individual with the sound that we are having. Thirdly, education, I need to also participate as how everyone is doing, meaning curriculum, we need to play our own music to give credit to our student and give credit to our, because it's all ecosystem, that money is going back to those ones who compose that music, that generation. So therefore, if we are still doing Bach now, why can't we do Emu's Mulelova song. Why can't we do other our people's music so that they can fit the settlements, always give back. Because when I don't participate, it means the next generation, what I didn't do, they must restart at that time. So I just wanna that's the three nuggets that I can give it to you. That there's a lot of them. The fourth one is that I have ambition to become a festival director of my generation. To focus on three elements: getting all nice artists, but also developing our ecosystem of education. Because of if you can look at the Gauteng predominantly, there's a lot of powerful music schools here. Powerful music schools, but now those kids, where are we taking them? Where are we taking them? Where should they go? Yes, they should be like you, but I'm gonna go and do that what you're doing. But what are other things that you can add and do, and I believe this idea should be driven by festivals. So I believe that I would like to have a festival that focuses in certain attributes that helps all the musicians, not only just musicians, across. Because of heritage, we have a lot which is nice and very interesting that we can sell to the other nation.
Absolutely, a diverse sound, a melting pot of cultures and things is who we are. And I think your stance here is exactly the one that I will follow and I will keep supporting. And of course, your story reminds us that heritage is not just about looking back, Kapelo, as we wrap up. It's about creating, it's about carrying. It's about passing through and passing on the baton, and with every note that you play, with the bridge part ways as you bridge, I suppose, the past and the future, the Africa and the world. And we celebrate Heritage Month with you, and as our first conversation, and your journey reminds us, that jazz is not just music as well. It is a memory, it is identity, it is a heartbeat that keeps us all connected. And I wish you all the best, from the K Jazz Show. With the upcoming album, with the South African tour, and we cannot wait to share this more. In fact, we cannot wait to share more of this music with our listeners here on the K Jazz Show.
Thank you also for playing our music. Thank you for your support
Thank
in your
you.
little bit, and may you get your PhD in whatever that you're doing
Slowly but surely, we shall do it. Of course, he is a pianist, composer, educator, and visionary, Thapelo Kumisi, right here on the K Jazz Show.